Prosecco Problems Podcast. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Susie. Join us while we navigate the best years of our lives, all the hardships and triumphs along the way.
There is no problem that can't be solved over a glass of Prosecco with your best friend. Cheers! Cheers.
Hello, welcome. First episode ever.
Learning how to do this slowly but surely.
Yeah, we're new, we're learning. We have wanted to start a podcast for a long time together. We've something we've talked about for like 2 years now.
Yeah, we've had the equipment collecting dust for literally the same amount of time.
Under the bed in my spare bedroom. That's where all my equipment is.
When you said you were coming over this morning, I was like, where did I put my microphone? I found it very quickly. But
so I had specifically gotten my stuff out, but I couldn't remember if I had already put it in the car. Or if it was in my room, which we know both are like the never-ending pit. Things could easily get lost in both of those places in my life.
True.
So thankfully it was exactly where I thought it was, in the trunk of my car.
Oh.
Worked to my benefit.
The trunk of your car. How casual.
I could live out of that car, I swear.
When normal people say trunk of their car, you're like, oh, a spare tire, maybe a bottle of water, maybe a raincoat. Mm-hmm. Susie's trunk is a storage unit on wheels.
I mean, what do you need? You need a balloon arch? Okay, I got that stuff in the back of my car.
Baby shower decor.
Yeah. A spare sweatshirt, clothes that don't fit, shoes. If it's snowing, I've got all the snow gear.
Honestly,
I hate the snow, and I have snow gear in the back of my car.
The clothes that don't fit, though, is very real. I feel like we have other friends that tote around their clothes that they bagged up in a massive, like, cleaning spree, that they're like cleaning out their closet in a mad dash and have garbage bags, but it only gets that far, and then they travel around for years.
No, completely agree. Completely agree. That's me, because I have the, it's different too. At my previous job, I could bag stuff up and bring it to work, and then like all the ladies I worked with would just go through stuff, pick what they wanted, and we would all do that all the time and like share clothes. And some of us were on like a weight loss journey, so it's like instead of just buying new clothes all the time, we would just kind of pass stuff around. And I still like, I mean, like, I don't know, the mindset of doing that. Like,
yeah.
I have always donated stuff. Like, I'm not somebody that just throws clothes away. Like, I don't really ever do that, but I haven't been, like, donating it as frequently as I probably should, because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know, one of my friends could want that.
Well, at the same time, though, when you donate, like, in those big Salvation... Also, if you hear very relaxing wind chimes in the background, it's because I didn't know you could hear my front porch wind chimes in the background, so...
That's true.
Our Prosecco problem of the first episode is my wind chimes that are supposed to keep would-bees away off of my front porch.
Really?
They don't like the vibration and the noise because they were eating the wood of my porch. So I didn't want to kill them, so I have a wind chime.
Okay, so maybe that's something that I should get then, because you were at my apartment yesterday. Like, you saw all of
they
a sudden
don't like
there's
it.
These bees.
But not like little bees. No. These like thick-ass carpenter bumblebee looking, like the mean bumblebees.
Yes, and they keep going like in between, like under my... like my front porch, like under the wood of it. And I'm like, are they living in the porch? Or are they living in the siding? We just told our landlord, because we noticed like literally in the last 2 weeks, like, oh no, they live here.
Yeah.
They're living here. And our front porch is our favorite place to be.
So I covered their holes with clear tape, because you're supposed to do that. Cover where they're going. And then I got the wind chime and they have not been back.
And then if they're in there, they just kind of die in there.
I hope that wasn't the case, because I don't know. But side note on wind chime and bee keeping, I suppose.
She's the keeper of the bees.
But speaking of your, like, closet clean, like, along those lines, I just showed Susie my estate sale sweater haul.
Oh my God, yes.
I went to an estate sale that I love to do, and I feel like I should gatekeep the app, because... All these little kids show up to, like, not me. I'm always, like, elbowing old people to get out of the way, because they already have so much cool stuff. It's like, it's my turn. You grew up with all this stuff. But along those same lines, I have become a Poshmark Y2K queen.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because everything that's coming back around, I'm like, oh my God, I had that. Mm-hmm. And I'm so mad that in a mad closet clean out dash, I got rid of all this stuff mm-hmm. that I literally had it. The person, I mean, obviously yeah. the clothes probably wouldn't fit anymore, which that would be tragic in its own sense. But the handbags, like the limited two stuff,
oh my God.
The jewelry, the, I don't know, like those stupid little skinny scarves that you wore through your belt oh my loops. God. Like,
and what's so funny is that I held on to some of that stuff for so long and truly only got rid of some of those things within the last 5 years. This right. is something you and I have talked about, like concert t-shirts.
I'm still mad about it, yeah.
She's mad for me. I'm still mad at myself. The amount of, like, t-shirts from concerts and shows and stuff that I had gone to in my youth, as I was a youth, that I have disposed of.
Is literally.
Like, Billy Joel, Backstreet Boys, Destiny's Child. I mean, like, stuff I would kill to have now. Blink-182. Like, I mean, a lot of these artists or bands or whatever are either still popular or touring again. Like, Blink, you just saw that. Yes. But, like, so mad at myself. Why? I was like, I don't ever wear this. I'm going to get rid of it. Dummy. Like, now what I would do for those t-shirts as I wear my Fleetwood Mac t-shirt right now.
Yes.
Like, God, I'm so mad at myself for that.
And it's not people that are like, oh, you have the memories. No. Not good enough. Not good enough for me. I need every trip I go on, I need at least 3 souvenirs.
Yep.
So that I just love to purchase things, first of all. But yep. I love...
We're here to be influenced. We're shoppers.
Yes. Not in an overconsumption kind of sense. Like, I understand that. But
for me, that's debatable. Not so much for you.
But I love the idea of going and looking as I stare at my estate sale jellyfish crystal lamp that, like, I look at that and I think of calling my father the Wednesday before and asking my retired father if he wants to get up at the ass crack of dawn with me and drive 2 towns over to go to this wild estate sale that I found a lamp that my mom has one too that I'm obsessed with and I wanted it, and I found one scrolling through the pictures that yeah. it was available. And I almost swallowed my tongue. I gusped so hard. So, and my dad and I, like, are driving in his truck. The gasp, I gusped. Yes, I love that people are saying that now. I think it's hysterical.
I can't.
I'm like, yes, you do gusp. Like, it's not even a, like, it's like a, I choked on
the
body parts. Oh, like, yes. So it's like the staring at that is like me and my dad trucking along going to get a lamp, and that's Stafford fucking dog statue, like that little Chinese, like all of these things. I'm like, yes, yeah. They all have a story. Chinese they all have a thing. And now I am obsessed with going through Poshmark and being like, so... One of our other friends and I, on Saturday, we did yoga, got matcha, walked around downtown Saratoga in upstate New York. Is that too much information to share?
I don't think so.
I'm not giving them my address. It's fine. But
I'm not giving my address. No, please don't.
Love this town. Come visit it. Support small business. Great. But I'm looking at things, and they're, like, triggering memories.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, in one of the stores, like, this denim Tory Burch bag that I loved. It was $400. And I was like, betcha I can find one better on Poshmark.
That's true.
And it's a vintage Y2K mud, M-U-D-D, oh hand God, print mud. Denim little bag that should be arriving today. And just, like, different things like that.
Oh, my God. You just unlocked a core memory.
Exactly. We were just talking about scents also and how they unlock memories.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they say that your sense of smell is the, like, your sense of smell and things like when you listen to music. It's like less your hearing and your actual smelling. Like, those are your strongest of your senses that are linked to memories. So, like, that's what we were just saying, like, talking about scents. Like, I get a whiff of the lotion my grandmother used to wear, and I'm like, this is weird. Like, it stops me in my tracks.
Yeah.
But it's like, those are the memories that are so linked to your senses, like, so innately. But you just said mud, when I just thought mud jeans in my mind, I need to tell you what this memory this was. Growing up, my bedroom door was covered in like cutout magazine
yes.
pictures and phrases. And I had a big thing of Paris Hilton on there. And I remember
Jesse McCartney shrine.
Oh my God, I love Jesse McCartney. But not any, well, you just, you know, get down with him. Cool.
Jesse McCartney, if you're listening.
Obsessed. Jesse McCartney.
She put 8 zillion holes in the drywall pinning your shrine little picture.
Oh my God. My mom didn't want me to put up posters because they were going to ruin the wall. So what did I do? I went on my home computer and printed 57,000 pictures of Jesse McCartney in black and white. And then took thumbtacks and tacked them into my walls. Like, that didn't ruin the walls way worse than whatever a Britney Spears poster I wanted to hang up. I don't know. But anyway, the door of my bedroom had all these little, like, collage, you know, things on it. Mm-hmm. And I remember so distinctly... I want to say it might have been Mandy Moore. It was like, you know, some like early 2000s, like poppy actress icon that had on these pair of mud jeans that were super low rise. And instead of like a button and a zipper, it was that brown suede, like, you know what I mean? Like a lace up, like little tie. And I can picture it so distinctly in my mind, those jeans with the brown stitching. Yep. And they were mud jeans.
I had
wanted a pair so badly.
Our third best friend in middle school had matching ones. They were little jeans with flares at the end, but part of the flare was like a brown suede floral stitch design kind of situation.
Okay. Yep.
And there was that brown suede twine string detail tie up the both legs.
Ooh, I think I had a pair where there was a tie like that up the legs.
Oh, everybody. If you didn't, who were you in 2001 to 2005?
Yeah. It's like, wait,
and so many people say, obviously, my basically whole For You page on any form of social media is all of these throwback accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just slightly older than us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like in their later 30s where we're in our early 30s. So when they're like, we went to barn parties in 2003, I'm like, we graduated fifth grade in 2003.
Yeah. Did I go to barn parties in 2007? Yes.
Right. Right. Like, maybe it wasn't 2007. It was probably 2000.
No.
That was only 4 years.
That was like freshman year of high school.
Oh, God. Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
We've been around the block together for a long time, in case we didn't say that. We've been best friends since the fourth grade.
Right.
And
so all of these trends, we have, do you remember our matching Abercrombie and Fitch bedazzled but ripped jeans? The light.
Yep.
I have them in the basement if you don't, because I refuse to get rid of them.
Right, yep. How about our matching, we had so many matching things.
Yes.
We did a lot of the same thing in different colors.
We were Mary-Kate and Ashley.
For sure.
Style.
We were Mary-Kate and Ashley.
It's same but different.
And we could not look, like, we could not be built any physically different. Like, Sam has always been, like, very petite, very thin, like skinny and in shape, and not that I'm some beluga whale. Like, I've always been, like, curvy curl.
You had the curves.
Like, big boobs, thick thighs, round butt, even
whereas
when
I turn around and look like a ruler, I disappear. Like, you have these voluptuous curves where I look like a brick.
You do not look like
a brick. I don't have a fucking waist, dude. I literally am like, what is happening? Where my ribs and hips touch. Like, where is the curve? There is none.
No, but I feel you. But we were definitely not dressing our bodies for what they should be dressed. We were dressing those bodies for the trends and to match each other.
Yeah.
Like the Rue 21 colored tank tops with the lace.
Oh, I had black and purple. You had the white and green.
I had white and green, yep. And I did have a baby pink one too, just separate. Sometimes I would do the white and the pink.
Yes.
Always been a pink girl, always will be a pink girl.
And you layered them with one of your like terry cloth Aeropostale skirts.
Mm-hmm. Why did I last summer buy a white eyelet skirt with like the tears, like exactly like the one that I had in the eighth grade?
Literally.
And I'm living for it. I don't think I've worn that this summer.
Yeah, you must. There's 3 weeks left. Wear it on Labor Day or something.
That's true.
Because if I had it, I want it again.
Yeah.
In the like adult version where I used to go to Limited 2 with my mother for like back to school fucking haul and run away when she went to check out because I felt so bad.
For how expensive it was.
Because I thought she was spending so much money, which like it wasn't not, but
yeah,
it was also 2001 prices, so it probably wasn't terrible, but
compared to now,
for the time. But I'll be damned if I am not still looking on Poshmark for that little baguette initial bag with a pink S on it.
Yep. For sure, the black bag with the pink S,
because I'm pretty sure I had like the chainmail bag or the all over sequin bag, all of it. I want all of it. Yeah. Do I have higher end bags? Yes. Were they a lot of money? Yes. Do I want the $15 Y2K 2001 sequin mesh bag?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Also, so yes.
Shocking with the two of us. Shocking, not shocking. We got all the way full circle. We're bringing it all the way back in. Did you buy the mud bag?
Yeah, it should arrive today.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to see it.
Yes, I'm very excited. I hope it arrives. When's the post come? I'm in England. Post? When's the post come? Hey, it's two. Hey, the guy.
Mr. Postman. Hey.
Okay. If you needed a glimpse inside of Susie's mind.
It's, you know what?
Breaking out in random song.
It's true. I, full disclosure, have ADHD. I am, in fact, medicated for it, but have had it my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I always jokingly refer to the things in my mind or what I'm thinking as what goes on in my pea brain. I obviously don't think I have a pea brain. Like, I'm being dramatic because, dear God, do we both love a flair for the dramatics. But
yeah,
all the time I'm like, my little pea brain can't handle that right now. It's not what goes on in my pea brain.
We're just spewing random thoughts that somewhat pertain to a chain of thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somehow. We were talking about closet cleanouts and...
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioning the concert t-shirts.
Yeah.
I am the concert t-shirt queen. I will not go to...
Concert tea connoisseur.
Yes. I will not go to a show without... I mean, I love live music, so I'll go to really any show. So, like, 90% of the shows I'm going to, I'm getting a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And... Is it $90? Yeah, probably. Am I getting it anyway? Yes. Have I rolled that into the cost of the ticket? Also, yes. So it's like, that's my thing. And I'm only allowed to bring this little mini bag. So I'm running around with t-shirts tied to handbags, to belt loops, to whatever. Because I'm also terrified to lose them because they were so much money.
I know.
So I'm afraid to dangle them over a seat and have someone, like, bump into it and it falls behind it. Or they just snatch it thinking it's theirs. Yeah.
Especially when there's a few cocktails involved.
Right.
At least for me, it's, like, that just part of the pea brain that holds on to, like, hey, be responsible for this item flies right out the window. The amount of, like, lip glosses I lose when I'm, like, drunk in a bar. Not that I'm making myself sound like some drunken floozy. That's not the case. But
well, no.
You know what I mean? It's like, I just, that inhibition to like, where's my stuff? Where did I put that? Goes right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times I'm like staying at a friend's or on vacation or doing something where I'm like drinking and the next day I wake up and I'm like, what the hell did I do with all my stuff? Like, my stuff is everywhere. It's just scattered about, no rhyme or reason.
I don't even have to be drinking for that to happen.
I mean, same.
I went to the YMCA with our friend Lydia. And yes. And quick sidebar. The YMCA are the only letters I can make with my arms, so trying to do chaperones hot to go.
Oh my God.
I don't know which side a G goes on. I don't know how to make a T.
The T is just your arms.
Is it? But your head sticks out.
But you can't put your head, you can't take your head off.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. I was trying to do it when I was driving through my neighborhood the other day.
Oh,
and I'm like,
driving. Yeah.
I was at a stop sign. I was trying to figure it out. I was at a stop sign. And I was like, this can't be right, because the H, I don't get it. I can't do it. All I can do is YMCA.
T-O-G-O.
No.
That's me doing it.
Only YMCA for me. That's all I can do. I don't like arm movements. I'm a leg gal.
All about the legs. All about the legs.
See, and then this is what happens. We go on a tangent, and I don't exactly remember what we were even talking about.
Nope, me either. Go goes in the brain and right out.
This might not be the greatest content. People will be like, what is the point?
Yeah, you know what? You gotta know that when what you're coming to is gonna be a little chaotic because it's just how we operate.
But we're hoping to be like the friends that you're having the conversation with when you're doing your dishes in your kitchen and you're there by yourself, but you feel part of, you feel somewhat of what we're talking about. Yeah. We will have, I think, actual topics.
Yeah, for sure.
Just not today.
No, today we're getting comfy.
Today is a Monday that feels like a Sunday. I have a roller in my hair. We have concert, well, I have a bar t-shirt on. You have a concert t-shirt on. I have my boyfriend's old high school boxers on. Like,
let me paint this picture for you. They are what look to be like some sort of cotton blend, like cotton with this like velvety finish with American
flags. There's no velvet involved. I'll correct that one part.
Okay, it looks like there's some sort of velvety finish. And give me a stand up. Let me see these in full.
Okay.
There are American flags all over them as the background.
It's the entire print.
The print is American flags.
Stamped with, American flags.
With not deer, but bucks, because they have antlers.
8-point deer.
There's like, how many points? I don't even know.
Eight.
6-point, 8-point.
Eight.
Eight. She's got an 8-point.
I don't know.
France. But they are covered in them. Now, let's also put into perspective that these American hunting underpants are on Sam, who is a vegetarian, does not eat meat, is so anti-animal cruelty.
You're right. Meanwhile, Mike is a hunter from Wisconsin who wore these in high school. When did he graduate? If we graduated in 10, he graduated in 07? Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. So, no?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, these were...
It's just funny. The vision of loveliness that we both are right now. My hair is so frizzy. I told Sam, I had all intentions this morning before I went to work of like getting up and like doing my hair and having it look somewhat presentable. And then that alarm, well, not alarm. I'm that person that has like 8 alarms. The 8th alarm went off and I was like, yeah, I don't have it in me today. Today's not the day. 10 more minutes and I'm not going to do this hair. I'm just going to throw it up.
Mondays for me after a busy weekend of like, and this doesn't happen as much anymore. It happened more when I was working weekends.
Yeah.
But also living my life. But it was like this Friday was a very long, like reunion lunch with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your and Chris's birthday party Saturday was like an all day thing. But I woke up in the morning and stopped by one of Lydia's open houses quick, looked at myself in the mirror and was like, if you don't wash your hair, you will not be able to go anywhere today.
Yeah.
Ran back home, washed my hair, and then Sunday was a family reunion. So it was like a weekend of nonstop going. Mm-hmm. And this morning I woke up and was like, no.
Yeah.
To all of today. Anything that was really on the schedule that wasn't a necessity was no longer on the schedule. That's been pushed to Tuesday.
Yeah, no, we, as Sam said, Chris and I we're both summer babies. We're both Leos. So our birthdays are exactly 3 weeks apart. So we turned 32. Like, this is not a big fancy year. I was like, everyone kept saying though, like, what do you want to do for your birthday? What are you guys doing? So we were like, all right, let's just do a little like party at our apartment. And it'll be so fun. So we did a teenies and weenies party with martinis and a hot dog and burger bar and lots of snacks and treats and one
Side
of our
note,
girlfriends.
Three variations of martini.
Yeah. We did
gin martinis with blackberries, espresso martinis with actual coffee in a pot, and fresh squeezed watermelon martinis.
True. I did do watermelon martinis. Blended a whole watermelon and then sifted the pulp out of it. Mm. And then I was like, you know what? It's delicious, but it needed like a little bit of sweetness. So my, life hack, I took 2 of the watermelon Jolly Rancher packets, like kind of like the Crystal Light packets that you do to like flavor your water. And I put 2 of them in with this giant pitcher of watermelon juice just to give it like a little bit of sweetness. And I wanted like a little bit of that artificial watermelon flavor without it being like watermelon pucker. Like I didn't want to go buy watermelon pucker from the liquor store. So I was like,
yeah, no,
I want this to, and I wanted it pink. Like I wanted the pink
Right.
Watermelon juice martini. So it turned out fabulous. The martinis were delish and the food was good. We mm-hmm. one of our girlfriends, she does like a side hustle business. Shout out to Birdhouse Baking.
Yes.
She does cupcakes and all sorts of stuff. So she did cupcakes for us that like kind of mimicked the martinis that we had.
Yeah, there was what, a like blackberry frosted mm-hmm. vanilla, a blueberry lemonade, and a coffee one. Yeah, like it very much fit coffee. The summer.
Yeah, for sure. And that they're just so pretty too. Like they're so cute. Who doesn't love a cupcake? I feel like it's the perfect amount of cake and frosting too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, I like to make a sandwich out of them kind of. I break the bottom off and put it on top so that all the frosting's in the middle.
I either use a fork, which might sound kind of weird, unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. But my dad and I, we don't like to get our hands. My father, eating, doesn't like to get his hands dirty. He was a mechanic, he was a fireman, all these things. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets his hands dirty. I'm not trying to say he's like this, I can't, God forbid. No, that's kind of me sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to get my hands all dipped into frosting.
And
so
I don't want to get my outfit dirty.
Or I'm shoveling it into my mouth. There's
just inhaling.
Using a fork or eating it in two bites. And there really isn't an in-between. It just depends on who's standing in front of me.
Yeah, no. And I just can relate. Like, I don't want, it doesn't matter if I'm eating, if I'm doing anything. Like, I don't want my outfit to get dirty. And I have such sweaty hands. I've had sweaty hands my whole life. Like,
that's true.
I don't like when my hands are dirty because I feel like my sweaty hands mm-hmm. attract things to stick to them mm-hmm. that like the average non-sweaty hand person doesn't have to deal with.
No.
So I'm constantly washing my hands and I just don't like that feeling of dirty hands and dirty fingernails.
No.
If I see somebody with really dirty fingernails, I'm like instant judgment. I'm like, you need to go to the dollar store and get a scrub brush.
Literally all you have to do is wash your hair and it like, not for everyone, I'm sure, but like not that my fingernails are ever really dirty. I do have a scrub brush.
I do too. I have multiple. Like you can order a pack on Amazon of like 12 of them for literally like $4.99.
Right.
But they sell at the dollar store. Like,
yeah,
it's not a dollar.
There's really not an excuse. But like anytime there's been like any little remnants of anything, because my, also myself, I am quite the hand washer because it repulses me. And just having a background in real estate, my phone is always being disinfected.
Oh my God, yes.
My hands, the second I walk in the house, are being washed. Like, mm-hmm. you really don't, I guess you don't think about it how until you see it. You walk into a house and are like, oh, that light switch panel is supposed to be white
that
to match
so
the
disgusting.
Walls, and it's not.
Ooh.
It is yellow or brown.
No,
so,
I don't like it. I don't
right. So you're touching that, the handles, the key itself, but like the lockbox. No.
People, okay, this is something I have realized. People are disgusting.
Oh.
People are so dirty. They're so gross. Like, oh my God, ew. I work at a school and I am with elementary children and I like jokingly refer to them as germ buckets because they're just, kids
it's
are
not
just
a
so
joke.
Germy. No, they're just so germy. They don't wash their hands enough. They sneeze all over everything. They're always sticky. Like, there's just so many germs that come to being at a school because you've got germy kids plus deliveries and, you know, staff and teachers and things in and out of the building. Like, there's just a lot of things that can get dirty and gross
right.
in a school atmosphere. So I also, and I have to have my phone on me. Like, I have to be able to have my phone on me to get in charge of, you know, like, management and stuff like that. So, no, it's just gross. And that is one thing that I regularly am cleaning with bleach.
We had an entire pandemic, and their advice was to wash your hands.
Just wash your hands.
And I said, I'm sorry, what's the advanced Regents diploma of that program?
Hand washing? Yeah.
What are the AP courses? Because I do that already. I excel in hand washing.
Degree? She's got a master's degree in hand washing. Yeah.
What is the next step? Because I don't understand. What do you mean, wash your hands? We weren't all doing that?
No.
The look on my face when they were like, wash your hands, and Kristen Chenoweth is teaching you how to sing, to wash your hands long enough. And I was having an actual stroke over it. Like, what do you mean? This isn't the bare minimum for what people do.
No, it's not. Hygiene is hygiene is something I have learned, especially dealing with children, dealing with parents, and dealing with all the things that come with that. Like, your version of what is mm-hmm. good hygiene and the bare minimum and mine are not everyone's. Ugh. And that can be very tough.
Floss your teeth. Brush your teeth. Wash your hands.
Yeah. Wash your face.
Scrape your tongue.
Scrape your tongue. Stop. I can't. Literally. I do it too, but it's so disgusting.
The second I heard that your tongue as you sleep, like, secretes, it detoxes itself, use a better word. It detoxes itself. So when you wake up and your morning breath is rancid, and you're like, oh, like, you can tell, I could tell this morning it was worse because I ate garbage all weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And was like, oh, yeah, we got to get rid of that. And then, like, if you just drink water or eat immediately without at least brushing your tongue, like, you just, everything that your tongue got rid of is now back in your system.
And that's so disgusting.
That freaked me out so bad. I immediately ordered a tongue scraper. And
yeah. I have one too. I think I got it on like the TikTok shop or something.
Yeah.
It was because I ordered the, it was a set. It was like the tongue scraper, but it also came with the like oil pulling.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the brand is, I don't remember. Yeah. But it's like basically just, you can just do it with coconut oil. But
yeah,
this was
I've done
like
that.
It had peppermint extract in it. So it was like a, or you know, not extract, like essential oils.
Yeah.
So it was like a peppermint coconut based oil
that probably
you like swish your mouth around with, and you can do oil pulling. It's supposed to help pull out plaque and like all these things from your teeth.
I've done that.
Yeah.
The coconut oil texture is so, it freaks me out.
Yeah, no, me
too. A little bit. And I don't do it consistently. I actually should probably start doing that again.
Same,
now that
I
it's
kind of stopped doing it for a while. But it is something that I, even when I was first getting into like videos or, you know, like comments, people were kind of saying like, start small, start with like 30 seconds and slowly just work your way up.
Yeah.
Because if I am somebody that like, if it's in my, that thick texture is in my mouth for an extended period, like it's going to make me start to gag.
Yeah.
Like I'm a gagger. Like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
It's texture specifically. That's why, like, I wouldn't say I'm a picky eater.
It's texture,
but
for sure.
It's texture. Like, the thought of putting mayonnaise in my mouth, I could gag right now.
So.
Because the texture of that just freaks me out to know.
I am.
The taste of it.
Well, a spoonful of mayonnaise, no. If it's on a sandwich, fine.
It has to be very sparing.
No. I don't need a thick layer of that. But I have been trying to eat better protein-wise, eating more protein.
Especially because you are a vegetarian.
Yes.
You're not limited, but where the sources you're getting your protein from are very different.
Learning how to feed myself, yes.
Yeah.
It, 32 years.
But not just feeding yourself on what's healthy, but feeding yourself to fuel your body.
Right, exactly. Like, changing the mindset of that. And I go to TikTok and Instagram instead of just like Googling recipes because I'm like, I want to see what actual people are eating and how they do it and what
does it look
you
like
can buy at the market, not some weird obscure ingredients you have to order on Amazon. Like if I can't run to the store to buy it, I will not be eating it.
No.
So that's where chia seed pudding comes in.
Oh, I love chia pudding.
Never done it before.
I love overnight oats, and I do them together sometimes.
It freaks me out again. That's a texture thing. I'm going to try it because I've been told it's good for me.
It is. No, it really is.
I don't know if I'll like it, but we're going to try.
So, I'll be honest. Like I said, I'm a texture person.
I
could not do the chia pudding by itself because it reminded me of like, I felt like I had Orbeez in my mouth or like, you know what's so gross? In my mind, I was like, these are tadpoles.
Oh my god, it does look like a frog's egg sack.
Yeah, it was reminding me of something like that, and I just couldn't do it. But what I'll do is I'll make overnight oats and just kind of sprinkle them on top.
Mm.
So it absorbs the moisture from my overnight oats, but it's not so tadpole-y.
Yeah, I'm going to need some kind of like a different texture mixed into it.
And then
but
I usually add fruit or like berries.
Or like syrup, agave syrup or something.
I need something
that tastes less like dirt. Mike always makes fun of me because I'm not a mushroom girly.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
And we are pizza connoisseurs of the area. We like to go to different pizza shops, and I have a whole list in my notes app of our rating system of
what
pizza shop. Yeah, because he like, pulls up Dave Portnoy. I can't say his last name, but we literally Dave for his Porthole. Birthday drove to Dave Porthole. we drove to Connecticut.
Connecticut?
We just ended up there. I don't know what we were doing. He was like, I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? He said, go for a drive. I'm like, okay, cool, great.
It's so sweet.
He drove my car and we just ended up 4 hours away in Connecticut.
So, okay, Chris and I used to do stuff like that. I don't want to say you're in a new relationship.
Well, it's
newer.
Yeah, it's not 5 years. It's,
you know, newer. Like, Chris and I used to do all that fun stuff, too, when we were first dating. And the other day, I was literally thinking about that. And I was like, I don't know the last time I got in a car with him to just drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I really have no idea.
Well, you're also, I feel like it's the season of, like, because, like, my parents do that now again. Yeah. And, like, my brother and I are, Thane's almost 30, I'm in my 30s. Like, they started doing it much more when I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
They only had one kid home. He wasn't home a ton.
You know, sports and friends and all that.
Right. So they finally got off the bandwagon of drive this one to practice, drive that one to this club, get dinner, do this, go to work, come back, go to my own thing. Like,
yeah.
The season of life has changed.
That's
so
very true. Everybody's in a different season.
But literally, the pizza, he is like, oh, vegetable, mushroom. And I'm like, mushrooms are dirt. Mushrooms taste like dirt. I would prefer if we didn't do heavy on any mushroom, olive. Give me the cheese. You do what you want.
You do you, boo.
I'll get the cheese. But then he ends up having to get a cheese slice to properly rate it as well. Because when we went to Connecticut, we went to we waited outside in the cold.
Did you go to Mystic Pizza?
In line. No. Okay. I don't remember the name of it, actually. I took pictures. It's somewhere.
That's
but we got
Mystic, because, like, Mystic Pizza, it was a famous movie from Mystic.
Oh, no. We weren't in that area. But we were by one of the big colleges. I don't know. But we were outside on the sidewalk in line, because it's this tiny little pizza parlor. Wicked old school. And we got a veggie pizza. That was good. But then the two of us were like, oh, well, what would you rate it? And he was like, well, I don't know. Like, we didn't get, it's hard to rate it because we didn't just get a normal pie. We got toppings on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to another pizza shop
and got
cheese slices because we couldn't rate plain. No, we could rate the plane. We couldn't possibly rate the veggie slices.
Dave and Denise Porthole over here.
Yeah. And then we went to McDonald's for a McFlurry. So this is why I'm on a protein diet, because I need to fucking cool it with
I'm a carb queen. Always have been, always will be. Where do you think this belly comes from? This apron belly, poochie belly that is like, I'm glad that it's got a name now. The apron belly
that is the type of stomach I have.
But yeah, no, it's because I freaking funnel carbs into this mouth like I've never eaten in my life. Is it a carb? Give it to me. Is it have cheese? Give it to me.
Oh, well. Yeah.
And like salt, that's the thing. I mean, salt. Like, you gotta salt your food, people. Like, I don't know. We had a chowder cook off at work and it was so fun. But it was, I saw these, I was like, I don't need salt. I'm like, dude, anybody taste this?
I have a girlfriend, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Who she likes things a very particular way also. Mm-hmm. So we have had discussions at length where it's like, yeah, I'm not here for the potluck lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because let's bring it back around to the germ buckets and the hygiene, because you coughing over your food as you cook, or not washing your hands as you go,
or if you have animals, like I have a dog, but
yeah,
like it's not a cat. I know people who, like, I've gone to their house and their cat's on their counter and I'm like, that is disgusting to me. Like, I don't know if I had a cat that was on my counter, I know that I'm bleaching the shit out of that counter before I make food for other people.
Right.
But not everybody is that like that. People are disgusting.
And that's
your kitty litter freaking potluck.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Kitty litter paw potluck. Yeah.
Nasty.
That's
disgusting.
Not. She is so not about it.
No,
and
I will
like,
say the chowder cook-off, in our defense, we made them
like, in-house.
In-house. Like, we did it beautiful. In the kitchen at the school.
It's the only way to do it.
No, it was really fun, though. It was fun. Like, they, like, through our management team, through, like, you know, little twists and turns in it, and at one point, like, you couldn't talk, and you had to still figure out how to communicate as a team to make your chowder. Like, it was really fun.
Team building.
It was a lot of team building, and we all made them in the kitchen at school together. It wasn't like, oh, I made this at home, and I'm bringing in my crock pot. Like, that I'm not about.
We did, because Saratoga Springs, New York, has Chowder Fest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chowder Fest.
And during COVID 2020, it's usually in February. It was like 2021 then. It was canceled. Mm-hmm. So we had our own mini version. We went to one of our girlfriends' houses. We each made our own chowder. I mm-hmm. made a vegetarian version. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. That was fun to bring, like, I mean, it's not exactly fun, actually, to travel with a soup. Giant pot of
soup.
Because Andrea's car, she was driving her little white, I don't know what kind of car she has, this little white sedan car, it spilled all over the front seat, the front middle console,
no.
and the floor
no.
of her car. She tried to clean it up as best she could because it spilled like before... As she was putting it in the car.
Okay, so what kind of chowder slash soup was this?
I don't even know. Some white chowder. I don't know.
Because it's like, is that a clam chowder? Because that is a smell you're never going to get out of.
Well, that's what I... These are the details I wish I remembered. But it was a chowder of some sort with, I think, some sort of seafood situation involved. I didn't eat it, so it had meat in it of some sort. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to put it in the car, and she, like... tipped it just enough that the lid slipped a certain way, and like half of it ended up all over the car.
Yeah.
Because she still brought it. It wasn't full, but she like strapped it into the car. I drove with mine strapped into the seat of the car in a box, I'm pretty sure, because I was terrified. And the giant like Le Creuset I use that I stole from my mother, it's so heavy.
I know.
So you don't think that bitch is going anywhere, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, you just decided to fly.
Like, but it's like you take a turn, and it's not the actual, like, Le Creuset Dutch oven that's moving around. It's the staying still, but it's the liquid inside that's swooshing around.
So, yeah, that was the event itself was fun. She texted us she was going to be late because she spilled chowder all over her car, and we all made the same face.
Like this, ooh.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like, oh God, you spilled in your car. Like that itself is terrible and awful. And you'll 6 months later be looking for something under your seat and be like, oh, there's all that dried whatever it was. But no, this was also chowder.
It wasn't French fries.
Probably the least selective thing you would want spilled in your car.
The other thing I will say, so shout out to my friend Lynette. Shout out Lynette Rubino, love you long time.
Yeah, we do love Lynette.
One of my coworkers who I used to work with, I unfortunately don't work with her anymore. I have left that job, but she has a beautiful, at the time, she had a beautiful like Audi sedan. It was gorgeous, fully loaded, like tan leather interior. It was beautiful. And one of her daughters spilled a smoothie in the back seat. And you would think like, okay, not that bad. Her car smelled like a rotten smoothie. For so long, she took it to get detailed.
Were they
like
leather seats? Husband,
yes, it was even in leather seats. Like because what happened was it got down in the cracks, like where you put your seatbelt and stuff. She was so upset. I felt so bad because she is someone who, like, her house, her car, her belongings, like she is so clean. You could eat off the floor of that car.
Yeah.
And for that smoothie to spill, it at first it was like, okay, it's not bad. It smelled like fruity and kind of sweet, but then it. You know,
it's dairy.
It's yogurt. So it like started to get stinky. So it was like fruity, stinky yogurt smoothie in the back of that car. She was so upset. And it was honestly kind of close to when she turned in her lease and got a new car. But she was like, thank God, because I could not live with this for like a year. She's like, there's no way.
See,
but she got detailed twice and she still couldn't get that smell out.
No.
That's rotten milk is just not a smell that you can get out of everything.
Not that I'm riding the child-free by choice lifestyle. I believe that's the correct terminology we're supposed to be using. If I ever ended up with a kid of somehow, whether I purchased it or birthed it myself, a burner car would be purchased.
A burner car.
Because I will buy that crackhead $3,000 Chevy, whatever the hell, Grand Am. I don't even know if Chevy makes a Grand Am, but.
What are you saying?
That is what we will be rolling into preschool with because yeah. Mommy likes nice things.
Yeah.
You're not a nice thing until you learn how to wash your hands properly. Bring Kristen Chenoweth in to sing you Broadway opera as you wash your dirty little hands.
It's so funny. The mom car really is such a thing. Like, I do not have children yet. I'm getting married next year and something my fiance and I hope to be lucky enough to do. We would like to have children eventually, not something we're doing right now, but both of my sisters and like my cousins all have kids, and my one sister Carrie, God love her, but that car, she's got three boys, she doesn't stand a chance.
No,
like there is, I mean, you name it, it's in that car, like the mom car. And then she was getting her car cleaned. She took all of the car seats out, like the boosters and the car seats. And it, what was underneath the car seats was like, you could have made four meals out of the things. Not that you would want to because they were sitting in the car. But like, you could have made four full plates of food with the snacks and the French fries and the McDonald's McNuggets and the, all the things inside that car.
And all of those things can be cleaned. I understand it's not the end of the deal. My mother's Oldsmobile, the white car, we called it, quote unquote. There was the Volvo, the work car Volvo, and the white car Oldsmobile.
And I spent many a day in the back
seat. Yes. And did you ever notice the giant crevice in the middle of the leather seat that my brother's fucking car seat dented the leather to the point of no repair? Like,
it was ripped.
Yes. Okay. It had been cleaned fine. It left such a dent in the middle of the seat. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's not nice. I don't like that. Even as a child, I was like, I'm only 3.5 years older than him. And I was like, oh, that's not a great attribute of you.
Of you. Of you. You are to blame.
You and your car seat left a crevice in the middle of the car seat. Yeah. Now I have to look at it. I don't like that.
No, I agree with you on that, though. Like, I feel like there's got to be a good middle of the road, like, a vehicle that you enjoy driving that, like, if it gets, you know, the seats get trashed in the back, it's not the end of the world.
See,
like,
I don't...
I feel like that, I kind of feel
it's
like
a car. It's not a bike, you know? Yeah. Like, if it's... I don't think I'll ever have a car at this point in my life that it's like, no worries, smear that there, spritz that over there, no big deal. No, I'm a come for you.
Yeah, see, and I'm not, you know.
Oh, that sounded like that. Dirty.
I'm a come for you.
Oh, on that note, maybe what was the deal? Our Prosecco problem.
Yeah, so because this is the Prosecco Problems podcast, every week we wanted to talk about what's our Prosecco problem. It might be like, what is that? First world problems.
Right.
But what's your Prosecco problem this week? What's bothering you? What's on your mind? What's annoying you?
My Prosecco problem has slightly been an ongoing occurrence since last month because of global warming. It has been hotter than hail everywhere.
It is hot as hail.
So I, what?
Except today. It's like, you know, like a late 70s, early 80s kind of day. It's gorgeous. And
I'm here for that, though, because I had the air conditioner running for nonstop for the entire month of July.
I have not turned my central air off since April.
Well, until National Grid came on knocking with a $330 bill that I said, oh. So now we live in squalor in heat.
You don't live in squalor.
The heat is the squalor because...
She has a beautiful home that she owns that she's worked really
No, it's not squalor. The home, it's not squalor. The temperature is what I'm referring to because...
Yes, this is something I'm so glad that you brought this up because I just experienced this as I interrupt you. I apologize.
Yeah, I don't...
Sam and I often interrupt each other and we talk about it all the time.
We have to get our thoughts out or we'll forget them.
It leaves my pee brain. It leaves it so fast. I gotta get the words out. But recently my grandfather broke his hip. My 84-year-old grandfather, who is, for his age, very healthy, very active, still works part-time, like, just because he wants to. Like, he is retired from his career, but, like, works as a handyman a couple hours a day, days a week, just because it keeps him busy, and it keeps him, he enjoys it, and he's very with it still, too.
Like, yeah.
His body is good, his mind is good. And he fell this summer, and he broke his hip, and within 3 weeks was back in his own house, using the stairs, using his own shower. Like, he was like, nope, I'm determined. And he did it. And I'm so proud of him for that. Like, he spent a week in the hospital and then, I'm sorry, might have been 4 weeks. A week in the hospital, a week in rehab, and then 2 weeks at my aunt and uncle's house. But in that time, I was like, okay, I'll come out. I'll help you, you know, whatever PT you need to do, help you get things set up, you know, kind of help take care of him. Because I wasn't really sure how much care he needed. And he was a rock star. He really didn't need all of our care and for right. all of us to be there. But it was nice to spend the time together. But let me tell you, the first thing I said to Chris when I got home is, I don't know what the hell is wrong with the people in this family, but none of them have air conditioning. Oh. Or if they do, they don't use it. It was so hot and humid that week. It was like the first 2 weeks of July. It was so hot and humid. And at my aunt and uncle's house, at my grandfather's house, and at my father's house, no AC to be had.
I was going
to
say, tell me you walked into your grandfather's house after 4 weeks of him not being there and the air hadn't been on once.
I thought I was going to actually suffocate and could cut the humidity and the thickness in that air with a knife. I was like, this is so uncomfortable. And this sparked this whole conversation with Chris and I about our central air. And we're very fortunate that the apartment we live in has central air.
God bless central air.
We love it. We love central air. But like, we have decided that even if it's going to cost us more money in the summer months, like living in a comfortable climate is not like
unnegotiable.
No, it's not an extra anymore. It's not like, I don't want to pay the bill. No, like, listen, I will do what I gotta do. I'll work extra hours, whatever it is. I will work so that we can have this be comfortable at all times. Like, a comfortable climate is the bare minimum in my home.
And that is coming from an apartment
that
had no AC at all. So I stuck box fan. I stuck the same box fan. It was the traveling box fan. I stuck in the window in the living room. Then I stuck it in the window in my bedroom. That was fine. I survived. I acclimated like a fucking reptile and got like a thinner blood, whatever it is. But then in the winter though, like the heat, they didn't turn, I had no control. They turned the radiator heat on.
So hot.
In October though.
Yeah.
So it,
which, like, okay, in upstate New York,
chilly.
Like, you sometimes need heat in October. Totally get that. But like, that was full blast.
I would, it would be winter time and I would have the windows open because it would get so stifling.
I remember like us like getting ready and going out and like going to bars and stuff, like, and getting ready and being in that apartment, and it was like January and all the windows were open. The ceiling fan was on
because there were too many people and the radiator heat, like, it was too much. But so when I moved into this house and it had the AC and the heat, obviously, I said the same thing. I will not be compromising being comfortable and sleeping in a fleece robe, full length pant, long sleeve pajamas, a throw blanket and two blankets on top of me anymore. I will not be doing that in my own home that I pay the fucking government for. No. So being but then you pay for it. And then I saw that and was like, that, like, hurts my heart too.
Choking on the bill. Like,
So I'm either going to choke in the heat or I'm going to choke on the bill. And I figure this month we'll choke on the heat because it now has cut.
This week specifically, like you were saying, it has been very, very hot this summer.
Yeah.
But the last like couple weeks, we've had a lot of rain. And this week specifically, like, all of a sudden the humidity has dropped and the temperature has dropped. Finally. So for like a 78 to like 82 degree day, it actually feels that temperature, not like 100 degrees.
Right, exactly.
Because the humidity is not as bad. So it's been lovely. Like, last night we sat on our front porch and it was like, oh my God, this is so nice. We also like actually watched the thunderstorms like roll in last night.
Oh, I love doing that.
And like to feel the change in the air pressure and that cool air come through and to sit out there in the rain, I was like, oh my God, I feel like a little kid. I don't even know the last time I did this. But
I do it.
It was so pleasant.
Every time, well, I was driving during that thunderstorm, but normally, like, yes, I will sit right, I will open the front door and stand in my like pajama top.
Yep.
Just with the front door wide open stare. I won't stand on the front porch. I will stand in the house with the door wide open and watch from under the porch a storm roll through and be like, we needed this. Like
an old man.
Yeah.
We needed this rain.
And then I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I gotta mow the lawn though, because it's been raining.
How often do you mow your lawn?
Not as often as I probably should. And I also participate in No Mow May to keep the bugs and the bees and the butterflies
going. Especially here, like where we live, like in upstate New York, like that's gotten really popular. And a couple people in my neighborhood even had like
the signs
yeah, that say like, don't mind our weeds, we're feeding the bees. And
yes.
Like all a little,
I need one of those.
A little blurb about No Mow May.
Because all of my neighbors, especially my neighbor to the right of us over there, he is out there. His lawn is green.
And it's very well manicured. Yes. Like, they take really nice care of it.
My backyard is a beach. It is all sand. The lawn doesn't turn green. It's shitty. It's in sun all day. Like, it's never going to happen.
Well, and you had those two, like, what, one or two trees back there? They were kind of dead or big, and they probably provided
some shade. The three dead pine trees in the front yard that I had taken out 2 years ago, and then the five other trees I had taken out of the backyard.
It was really like eight.
It was a lot. But they also weren't helping.
No, but it doesn't provide shade now to that grass. So it does get really like burned.
And I really, like, I'm like, I don't care. It's fine. It's less that I have to mow. So I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The front yard, I was watering, which I feel is a very, like, the more TikToks I saw about it is like a colonial something or other of like, have a manicured green wastewater lawn thing. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess like we don't really need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's not great for anything or anybody or the planet, but I
know.
Then didn't mow it again. So it gets longer. It most of the time is weeds. So
so the question that I do have then is, do you have an electric lawnmower or
is it a gas
lawnmower?
No.
Electric. So I know that in some areas or some like townships or village, if you live in an incorporated village, like, because I recently moved back to the Albany area from Long Island, and down there in some of the incorporated villages, like, you are not allowed to have gas powered lawn equipment. Like, it has to be electric, and it's not just so that it's better for the environment, but it's better for, I guess it's less noisy for your neighbors. It's like a noise ordinance thing. And I didn't know that until I lived down there. But so I was curious, but that's the thing. I feel like everyone in my neighborhood has an electric lawnmower.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked, because I'm like, I don't, besides like at my in-laws, because they have a couple acres.
Speaking of lawnmower.
I know somebody, as I say this, as one of the neighbors is not having their lawn.
No, it's just easier being like a girl by yourself
with
in
an
a home.
One. I agree.
Literally, my leaf blower, my weed whacker, my lawnmower are all battery powered.
Yeah.
And
we have a battery powered leaf blower too.
My snow blower I bought off a girlfriend. They were moving to Michigan back into like an HOA situation apartment. So I bought their snow blower because my plowman quit. And God forbid you find another one. No one takes on new clients.
Well, and that's the thing too, like, things to know. When you live in upstate New York, do you need a landscaper necessarily? No. Do you need someone to plow your driveway? Yes.
You need the plowman.
The difference in the things you need, depending on where you're located to, is the real deal.
So I'm thinking, you plug this bitch into the wall. You hit the button, you turn something, and she turns on. No. I found out the very hard way. Much to my chagrin, because my father and Mike will not stop making fun of me, because fun fact, the plug-in snowblower needs gas. I couldn't get it to work. I was throwing a full-on tantrum in the driveway.
I did not know that they did a plug-in snowblower.
The fuck did I either, because I'm out there screaming at the thing.
You? Shocking.
Weird, right. So, nope, Mike came over and I'm throwing a full-on fit, and he's like, is there gas in it? I said, it plugs in. What do you mean gas? He's like, there's no gas in it. It needs gas. And I was like,
okay, but this is where it gets me, because it's
don't
not
bother
just
me
gas.
With that.
Don't you have to mix like gas? I'm going to sound so
it's just gas.
Unintelligent. Okay.
We
I
literally
know, like, sometimes with lawnmowers and stuff, you have to do gas and oil mixed, and it has
I
to
am
be
not
a certain
a chemist.
Ratio.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, we went to the gas station and filled up my two little gas cans with gas when
Thankfully,
he was filling his truck.
I can say I'm very, very spoiled. I have a partner who legitimately splits like all of the household duties with me.
Yeah.
And at times he does more than I do, especially when it comes to the dog. He always takes care of our dog more than I do. Not that I don't love her.
Right.
But she is so bonded to him. Like, that's his girl. So I'm very fortunate with that, because I don't have to, like, mow the lawn or shovel the driveway, really. Like, right. I go out and help him do that stuff, but, like, he really does it all, and he knows what's up with that.
And, so right, like, Mike doesn't live here, so he helps me.
Yeah.
But if it's the middle of the afternoon, and he's at work, and I decide to mow the lawn because I'm also done with work, it's like, well, then I'm just going to go in the garage and mow the lawn. I'm not going to wait and ask him to do it, so.
No, most definitely. Well, so that's the other thing where the house, so we're renting, where we're renting now, it's an old Victorian, a two-family.
Yeah, you don't even have to do that, do you?
No, we don't have to mow, no, but we do take care of the snow. Like, if it's a really big snowstorm, our landlord will come and, like, plow or snow blow it.
Okay.
But if it's just a few inches, like, we're responsible for shoveling. So, like, I did go out with Chris and help him do that. And, like, he's like, listen, you do the stairs, you do this, I'll do this part. Like, we kind of split it up.
Yeah.
But where we are now, like, they've paved the whole backyard so that we had more parking, which we quite frankly love. But then there's just a smaller, like, kind of side strip of yard and the front yard. And because it's so small, like, my landlord comes and he's the one that mows, but he doesn't necessarily mow. He just weed whacks it all down.
Oh.
Because it's quicker.
Yeah, and it's so small.
But you know what the issue for me, not that I don't want to complain because I appreciate the fact that they do it and I don't have to.
Right.
But I have a bulldog. She's got little legs and she's low to the ground. So when the grass gets high, like, I get so nervous about ticks and stuff. Like, we're in upstate New York. Like, deer ticks and Lyme disease are so prevalent. Like, so I kind of don't let her always go in the grass if it's a little overgrown in my yard specifically because I'm worried about ticks.
Yeah.
But.
Well, anyway, is that your Prosecco problem? Rosie and ticks?
Yeah, what is my Prosecco problem this week? I honestly...
Well, also not having a problem is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming off of, like, you know, a weekend high of... It was our birthday parties. We had so much fun. We had a great time. Like, yesterday we spent the day, like, cleaning up and getting the house back in order. So, like, it was so nice this morning to wake up to a beautifully clean house.
Yes.
And, like, still have the memories and all the fun things. But what is my problem?
What
students
is
are coming back
your
to school
problem
next week?
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Do I have kids coming? No, it's not a problem. I'm actually really excited
You'll
to
be
see
sick
the kids,
until
to
April.
See the kids that I know. To see the kids that, like, I didn't. Not that I really only saw one student over the summer, but I'm excited to see the kids. And, like, because I work with little, I'm in an elementary school, I work with little kids. So they get so excited, like, and they want to give you a hug on the first day.
Oh,
and
boy.
The last day of school, they were like, I'm going to miss you so much. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you too. But the only student that I saw this year, she lives on my street. Like, she lives down the street
from
me.
Oh, right.
Because one day I was coming home from work and the bus was stopped there and I saw, like, just couldn't really see the student, but I saw a little kid getting off the bus in our school uniform. So I was like, wait a minute, that looks like our school uniform.
Yeah.
And then when she turned her head, I saw her and realized it was one of our kindergartners. So when I drove by, I was like, hi, and, like, waved to her and her mom. And I told her, I work at the school. Like, this is not stranger danger.
I'm not
strange,
right.
I'm not a stranger. I was like, I just live up the street. It's so funny. I just wanted to say hi. And it was like, hi, Miss Susie. She was so excited. But so I've seen her a couple times this summer, but I'm excited to get back into school. But it just is a lot. There's a lot of work that comes along with that for us. So.
Well, it's probably better to end on a positive anyway.
I know, really.
You being excited to...
I am, and I go on vacation in 2 weeks.
See the little rats.
Like, our family see the little rats. we go on our family vacation in 2 weeks, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yes.
It's my parents, my sisters. You know, we're in our 30s. Like, my sisters and I don't need gifts from my parents for Christmas. Like, if there's something I really needed, my mom would be like, okay, I'll help you with this, whatever.
But
like,
the
for
trip
my birthday, she
being
just paid
the...
for my new glasses. She was like, if you need something. I was like,
the gift
get my
of
glasses.
Sight.
So she was like, here, I'll pay for your new glasses. Great birthday present, by the way. But
for
Christmas, my parents pay for the house for us to stay for the week. And then as siblings, like, we all take turns with dinner and groceries and stuff like that. So
that's perfect.
In 2 weeks, I'm very excited. It'll be so
fun.
Yeah.
Well, yes. That'll be a fabulous trip.
Definitely. The send-off, I'd say, pop a bottle with your best friend.
Yes.
Chit-chat about your life and your problems and the good things, the bad, the silly. Like,
pop bottles.
Yeah. It's like
within
a
reason.
Therapy for us.
Pop a bottle of Pepto-Bismol if you need to. Just a bottle of something.
Or you know, non-alcoholic seltzer. I've come to learn that I love a cold beverage. It doesn't even need to be...
See, I'm a room temp girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note.
On that note, this is where we differ.
Prosecco problems out.